Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. Okay. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Philip Moreno, please?
Sure. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So the first question would be, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right. So in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Latino.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
Over 50, under 60.
Okay, well, let me give you let me put you on this category list, okay, that we, see. All right, and, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Say that one more time.
In thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for you to have, you know, them focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it's not important at all. Okay, you can use any number. First one would be protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
And making housing more affordable.
7.
7. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling or is doing his job as a president?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know, or organization, just let me know. Can I move to the next question? The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
60.
60. Joe Biden.
75.
And Democrats in Congress.
70.
Okay. Okay, sir. Now I want to read a list of priorities that you think, you know, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on, okay? First, for each, I want you to rate me from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it's, you know, very important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is, you know, isn't important at all to you. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
7.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
7.
And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
7.
7. Okay. Okay, I think I missed one. Let me see. Okay, removing from the market, you say 7, right? Okay. Right. Okay, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support that ban? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Okay. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed? Okay.
Somewhat opposed, yeah.
All right, and regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'm neutral.
That'd be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there, you know, other issues more important right now?
But other issues are more important.
More important. Oh, okay. All right, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which one do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its, you know, efforts on? The first one says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost, you know, prohibitive. That's the first one. The second one says harm reduction, okay? An approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, which, you know, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one would you agree with more, with the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say, you know, could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about this outcome. The first one said the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, so concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Okay, and the other one says loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized, you know, farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would that be very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. All right. All right, sir, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a couple more questions, a couple more minutes to go. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? Now
okay.
I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans, okay? Please rate me each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means somewhat agree, and then 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number. Today's adult, you know, smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say do not agree with that statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
You strongly agree.
Okay, would be 10, right? Okay,
10.
Prohibition, you know, as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? From 0 to 10.
10, strong. 10.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, and the last one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs, you know, between because some police officers and legal officials are trivial, you know, laws such as marijuana possession to justify why this disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. You know, would you say do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
10, strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Okay, let me ask you again. It is, you know, already illegal to sell tobacco products to any under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban of federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you say strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed on that?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose a ban on the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed. All right, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
So be somewhat more harm or just much more harm?
Much more harm.
Much more harm. Okay. All right, sir. And would you be willing, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision on who you vote for?
No impact.
No impact. All right, sir, and in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like cigars, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
So, okay, so no on that. Okay, what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
16.
Would that be some college or vocational certificate?
Right. Okay. Bachelor's degree.
No. Oh, bachelor's degree. Okay, let me go back.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor. Okay. All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes your, you know, how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. All right, sir, and are you as any member of the household, a member of the Union Employee Association?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. All right, sir, and the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
All right. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, and thank you for your honest opinion. Okay, you have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.